Everybody recite this homage to Amitabha and recite it 100,000 times. Now recite after me. Place a tanka of Amitabha in front of you, and then sincerely and wholeheartedly recite this prayer of homage to Amitabha. And you can also bow before the tanka when you are reciting. And with repentance, recite. And sometimes just sit normally and face Amitabha and recite. And I'm definitely going to take, and on behalf of all of my ancestors, I'm going to practice and definitely go to the pure lands of Amitabha. Amitabha, bless me. You are my teacher. And visualize as the external appearance is Amitabha and the inner is that of your guru. And then we're getting the blessing of Amitabha and of our Vajra Guru. With this belief in Amitabha and these very auspicious arising causes that we have with our Vajra Guru that are correlating in unity, will make our practice more efficient and effective. Visualizing our Guru Amitabha in front of us. External appearance is Amitabha. The inner aspect is our Vajra Guru. That means that the external appearance is Amitabha and the state of realization of Amitabha is that of our Vajra Guru. And then sitting on our knees in respect, reciting this prayer of homage and repenting. And like this, recite this prayer 100,000 times, and then we can go to the pure lands of Amitabha. And this was according to the Vajra speech of His Holiness Jigme Ponsok and of His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. And they've offered this to us many times, what they said, as long as you recite this prayer of homage to Amitabha and recite it 100,000 times, definitely at the time of death, Amitabha said that he would be there to meet us, to greet us. Practice this and practice great perfection. Do you all understand?